The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright. The power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Wow, do I have a great show for you tonight. We have got Marilyn Kapp back with us, and she is a spiritual medium, channeler, and spiritual healer. Marilyn hasn't been with us for a while, and you'll find out the reasons why, but she is such a good friend of mine. And she actually went on one of the first cruises that I had. And the group absolutely fell in love with her. She is beyond powerful. And today you're going to hear why she's so fabulous. She's going to be doing some channeling for us. And I know you will feel completely energized and fully relaxed after listening to the show. Just a few short things that I want to mention because I know Marilyn has a lot to share with us tonight. The science behind the Law of Attraction magazine is now printed. So if you would like to have a copy of the printed version, go to lawofattractionmagazine.net and subscribe. Or just read the new digital issue where you can click on all the links and watch the videos. It is so wonderful. I gotta say, I'm really, really proud of it. There is a really terrific and amazing reincarnation story of a 10-year-old boy who saw who he was in a book. And believe it or not, it was a Hollywood actor. It's such a great article. And we have, of course, an exclusive with Joe Vitale and his new career as a singer-songwriter, which is another amazing story. And then we have Greg Kuhn, the Law of Attraction science guy, who has a powerful article on how to manifest the really, really big stuff that we want, along with some new visualization techniques that energize your desires. I have been getting some really great reviews on it. So visit us at lawofattractionmagazine.net and read it. You're going to love it. Are you ready to fully engage in finding the love of your life? Well, come aboard the Law of Attraction Love Boat on August 27, 2015 in Los Angeles. It's a glorious 3-night cruise with workshops with the best love coaches around. And guess what? Marilyn Kapp is now going to be doing a workshop on the cruise. When Marilyn had her first workshop, the attendees actually went up and took the clock off the wall so that she could talk longer. And guess what? We're accommodating her to have a really long workshop. And not only will she channel information, but she will activate the energy necessary for you to start healing anything that has kept you from either finding your perfect relationship or keeping you from enjoying your current relationship. This trip is all about love, finding a new love if you're single, or fixing a relationship that just doesn't seem to be working, but you really want it to work. Remember, the cabins are double occupancy. And if you come alone, don't worry, we're going to match you up with the perfect cabin mate. And I can promise you will remain friends with this person for life. So to sign up or to just ask some questions, go to loaradionetwork.com/love-boat. Or just go to loaradionetwork.com and look for the cruise on the menu. Sign up and let's talk about what you need to do to come on this cruise. And remember, it's a weekend cruise. The love boat is going to fill up and fill up fast. And as it fills up, the cruise line will be raising the rates. So you need to really sign up as soon as you can to get the best rates. And I'm going to make sure We have discounts available if you're a previous cruiser, you're over 55, you're a California resident, or you've been in the military. There's a couple of others too, but fill out the form and let us help you to find out the best rate for you. Now, let's take a fast break and then we'll be back with Marilyn Kapp. Stay with us because the best is yet to come.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Come join us on Facebook for your daily dose of inspiration and action that reveals the secret within you. You can find us at facebook.com/ Law of Attraction Radio Network. That's facebook.com/ Law of Attraction Radio Network. So if manifesting $10,000 within the next 90 days sounds good to you, then listen up, because we have a proven system that hundreds of people have already used to manifest tens of thousands of dollars. And right now, we're getting ready to launch a new study. And we're looking for 100 qualified participants who desire to manifest $10,000 or more within the next 90 days. This is a no money down opportunity, and we're looking for 100 people only for the study. So to find out if you qualify, head over right now to manifest10k.com. That's manifest, then the number 10 and the letter k.com. Manifest10k.com.
Okay, we are back. So let's talk with my friend, medium, spiritual healer, and channeler, Marilyn Kapp. A little history here. I met Marilyn through D. Wallace and learned that Marilyn has many, many celebrity clients in Los Angeles. She really helped me with the grieving process in the past. But I was surprised to learn that in just the last few weeks, she has helped me with issues that I thought were healed, but were really stuck in my body from my father's passing. And all I can say is, wow, I am so happy with the results and what Marilyn has done for me. It's beyond anything I've ever experienced before. It really has been fantastic. So if you want to learn more about Marilyn Kapp, go to www.marilynkapp.com. That's K-A-P-P, marilynkapp.com. Tonight's show is going to be spectacular in that the healing energy coming through this will touch everyone who listens. And as people listen, it's going to build more energy and start getting even more powerful. If you don't walk away feeling absolutely wonderful and fully relaxed, I will be so, so surprised. Well, welcome back, Marilyn, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I am so happy to have you back on the show. It's been way too long.
Ah, thank you. I'm very, very excited to be here. Thank you. And a lot's gone on that I'd like to share.
I know. And I first want to share a little bit about you. You are a medium, psychic, intuitive, channeler. You're getting divine messages flowing through you. I know that I met you and became very much involved with you, let's say, when we went on the cruise way back when.
Oh, that was wonderful. What a great experience that was.
I know.
And I'm excited. There's another one coming up.
I know.
I know. I'm so excited.
It's been way too long since I've had one. And it's like, okay, I got to get back on the boat.
Right. And the energy is just so open. The water is just such a wonderful, conducive thing for all the messages to come in and to just let go of worries and cares and just allow yourself to expand. It's such a great setting.
Oh, I know. It's absolutely wonderful. So it's going to be a good cruise. But since the last time that you were on, you had some physical ailments and there was a major reason for it, I think. So could you possibly share that?
Yes. I'll start to tell you about my experiences. If I realize I'm going into channeling about what they'd like to have me share, I will let you know when that starts happening.
Okay.
But, you know, like anybody else, I try to expand and I try to learn. And one day I went outside and looked up at the sky and said, God, what will it take for me to really get it? And within a couple of days, I was diagnosed with a very aggressive type of breast cancer. And I spent some time debating what to do, whether to do the chemo route, the alternative route, and decided to go an integrated route, which really involved everything, acupuncture, herbs, but I also did surgery and chemo and radiation and all of that because it was particularly aggressive. My outlook now is really great. It's interesting. I was very careful about, and I've heard this from other people, how important this is. And I guess I'm moving into what they're saying I should share with people. I was very careful with the wording. I told my family I didn't want anyone to say Marilyn, her mom, has breast cancer. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, and now it's past tense. I never wanted to fully identify with it in terms of taking it in. And I know that's law of attraction. I looked up and said, what will it take for me to get it? And I got exactly that, I guess, though I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I wouldn't trade my life experience. And it's really interesting. I came home and meditated on it, thanked God for what the cancer would teach me, where I would go, who I would learn with, what the lessons were. And then I strongly visualized just handing the cancer back to God and letting it be turned into light and dissipated back into the light. And it's interesting, with a lot of meditation, what showed up, not just in the breast, but also in the lymphatic system, by the time I went in for surgery several weeks later, it was no longer in the lymphatic system. So I know I got a lot of help with it. And the expansion has been really something. I always asked God to be of service and put me where I can, you know, be of some use. So I ended up, you know, channeling wherever I go. And I was laughing with a nurse one day and saying, you know, I never thought to put a caveat in my prayer, please not in chemo. And she laughed and said she always wanted to be a nurse, but she had a caveat. She said, God, but never in prison. So, but I realized that I really didn't have the right to ask for that caveat. And even though, again, I would never wish it on anyone, it's brought me to amazing, amazing revelations and experiences. And that's what, when we get to what they want to channel about today, it's about springtime, expansion, the holidays are upon us, resurrection in terms of Easter, freedom in terms of Passover, spring. I know it's been Persian New Year started with the springtime, and they want to talk about that. And with my experience, I know that we talked about it. It's very intriguing. I was very fortunate to go and visit John of God in Brazil.
Yes.
And spent a couple of weeks there where things are, talk about springtime. The energy is very, very accelerated. And it's on a crystal mine, basically underneath the ground. And he goes into a trance and he channels and he does physical and psychic surgeries. I had three of the psychic surgeries, and it's very profound. It's really profound. And the healing that happens there, everyone asks, well, gee, what happened? And I have to say, I'm still in process over what happened. There was a lot of physical change. I came back, had more surgery and more things going on, and the cancer is gone. And I'm sure that contributed to that. But the other thing is, on a very deep level, and I've heard this from other people, it was about self-acceptance. Mm. You know, when you talk about dis-ease, it's, if we're not comfortable with ourselves, our body is our friend and it's trying to tell us something. Something isn't right. And it could be, you know, environmental, repetitive motion. If your back hurts, there are a lot of reasons, but very often there's something inside us, heart-wise, where we're not really content with how we're going about things, or we can grow or push our parameters and expand, and we're not quite sure how to do it. So our body is trying to get our attention. And my body sure got my attention and brought me to places I never expected I would be in my lifetime. And I'm incredibly grateful. And so it feels like the things that might feel like a shadow or a hardship or a challenge very often are opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I know it's easy to say when you're sitting comfortably and doing this, talking to you, Jules, but when you're in it, you really have to look for the light and the expansion. Is there anything you want to add? Because I'm just ready to launch into some channeling of what they'd like to share.
No, I think let's go for it. I am in agreement with you that the anxiety of what the future holds and it being unknown is making people feel just unsure, unsupported, not safe. So this is what from the information I'm getting from my listeners, this is the place where they're at. So I know that you're going to be able to, with the divine's help, tell us what is going on. So let's go for it.
Okay. The first thing they want to talk about is trusting oneself. Just like the springtime, the buds, the birds, they know how to do it. They're not sitting back and thinking about how am I supposed to go about the opening, the springtime. The opening is there. And the spirit inside of us, again, we mentioned the holidays, freedom to be able to expand and allow the expansion. Nothing is stopping us unless it's just our own preconceived idea of us, our own inability. And resurrection, expanding, coming back to life, bringing back to life the parts in us that are lying dormant. And what I found personally, and what they want to have me share with you and spread the energy out to everybody listening, is that we don't need to know how to do it. Again, the birds, the bees, the flowers, they're not thinking about how to do it. It's their innate birthright. It's, you know, you can go to a city street and in a crack in the sidewalk, you're going to see a little sprout and a little flower coming up. There's always growth trying to burst through. And so when I was in the throes of this cancer situation, I found I was terrified. And of course, you know, I've been able to channel since I'm 2. The idea of going out of body doesn't frighten me, but I looked around at everybody and realized I really wanted to stay. I really wanted to make a commitment to stay. I felt guilty that other people around me were so sad and going through such a hard time. I do believe it's harder for the people who love us than the person going through the challenge, but I didn't know how. And what I learned, and what I also learned from John of God, is to allow, to just allow, because it's already in us. Just like what's infused in with divine intelligence inside a seed, it's in us. How to grow, how to expand, it's already in us. So we think, well, how do we do it? It feels like sometimes, and I know for me within this challenge, there's a gap between, you know, it's in me, I know it's in me, but how do I manifest it? So I found personally, and what they're asking me to share is that I would get waves of, and again, it was the first surgeon I went to was really an alarmist and had me dead before I walked out the door, and it must be spread here and there. And I would get waves of fear. I would just get a wave of fear that would consume my body and clench my chest. And I don't know if somebody would call it a panic attack. I wasn't heavily breathing, but I would just feel it creep into my body whenever my mind went to what was going on. And my chest would just contract. And I thought, well, that can't be good, but I really didn't know what to do. And the blessing I have is that being able to channel, and I'll explain basically what I learned through the cancer experience. I never channeled for myself. I've been channeling since I'm 2 years old. I thought it was normal. My grandfather went out of body. I thought it was normal for him to hang around in the house. And I would tell my mom what he was saying and grew up that it was very normal. And I always felt, I'll tell you the analogy they gave me, I always felt guilty if I wasn't channeling, because if people needed apples and I was a good apple delivery person, I had access to the apples, I could deliver them. Mm-hmm. And as I got older, I realized, well, you know, you have a busy life, and I would channel sometimes until I would lose my voice. And I realized, I thought I had this big revelation, but it was just a tiny one, that if you want to be a good apple delivery person, you need to rest sometimes. So if you want to deliver apples, you have to rest so that you could be a good apple delivery person. And I thought that was it. I thought I figured it out. And when I was going through the cancer experience, I was, again, what I just described, in the throes of such fear, not knowing what would happen in the unknown. And I realized all of a sudden, and I know I got help with this because, you know, we're all smart, but I don't think I was this smart to get it on my own. I heard them say, you need to eat the apples. And it just, I was overcome. What do you mean? Well, you can channel for yourself. You're allowed to ask for help. Mm. You're allowed, you're entitled, you can ask. And it was such a big revelation. And when I internalized that and really felt it in a deep heart level, on a cellular level, I realized that, well, actually, I think I got help with this too. I heard them say to me, that's why we gave you the apple analogy. When you realize that you have the right to eat the apples, that you can connect to the wisdom inside you, that's the tree of wisdom. That's, and it was such a revelation to me. Here I was walking around thinking I had figured something out, and I hadn't at all. And what that taught me was I'm allowed to ask for help. And I think that whether you channel or not, it's something that in our society we're so resistant to. We might go to the doctor right. for help, but it's so hard to ask other people. Yeah, other people. I had to have other people drive me. I had to have other people walk me to the bathroom. I mean, you get pretty sick. And asking for help was, you know, was a tough one for me, and I know it is for a lot of people. But what I'm talking about now especially is asking for spiritual help. Mm. When coming back to this feeling of such fear that was paralyzing, I didn't know what to do. I would try and deep breathe, but I looked up and I said, help. And what I heard, what divine intelligence channeled to me was all energy is from the source. All energy is from divine intelligence. All you have to do when you're filled with this energy of fear is ask for it to be transformed into healing energy. And I thought, but I don't know how. And they immediately said, you don't need to know how. You just ask. So I would ask every time that wave came in, I would ask for help for it to be transformed into healing energy. And then I would feel it wash over me like the most wonderful, like bathing of this warm, sweet, loving energy. And it totally shifted everything. Every time it came in, I didn't try to stop that wave from coming in anymore. Every time it came in, I asked for help. And, you know, there's something inside us. There's something that, of course, the source, the intelligence, it's connected. It knows. It's like the seed of the flower that comes up in springtime. It's in us. We have the innate knowledge of how to connect and do it, even if the mind doesn't know how. The heart does. Our instinct, our soul knows how to do it, even if the mind doesn't. So if you ask, the connection is immediate. Now, another interesting thing that happened before, there were several surgeries, but before the first one, I was going to wake up and find out the extent, you know, how far this had gone. Uh-huh. And I had already been told it was in the lymphatic system. So I got that wave of fear again. So just as I'm about to go into surgery, I said, okay, help me please to turn this into healing energy. And I heard them say, oh no, you're in fight or flight now. Feel this fear. That's okay. It means you want to fight. It means you want to live. It means you want to struggle through it. And basically it isn't so much about fighting. It's about just getting the energy up. And they reminded me that we humans, you know, the stress, the cortisol, all of this, the adrenals, it's really a wonderful setup, because back in the day, if we're out hunting, gathering, and we get chased by something, we need that stamina and that energy to run. So, of course, I had a choice to run or go into surgery, and I went into surgery. But they taught me that, yes, it could be transformed. But what the instinct was doing, you know, our mind, what happens in our society, the mind brings us to a place where so many things can frighten us. And they're asking me to tell the listeners that we construct so many outcomes and we worry. And of course, that's the brain is a wonderful tool to do this. But we anticipate, and so it brings on so much stress. So when I would be sitting at home or driving in the car and think about this issue going on in my body, I'd have this wave. But in that moment, it wasn't necessary. I could allow it. I could allow them and ask them. Ask the source, ask divine intelligence, the guides around me to help transform it to healing energy. But when I was about to go into surgery and pretty terrified, and that wave came in, they patted me on the back and said, yes, this is a wonderful instinct. Your body has that. So it isn't so much to quell all fears that we can respect what's going on the physical plane. We can absolutely respect that. But what we don't need, we cannot just let go of, but transform into a more healing experience. I'm told to say that if the flowers that are growing are worried sick about whether the shrub next to them is going to get too big and they'll be in shadow, or they don't know how they're going to do it, if they'll get enough water tomorrow, even though they're watered today, it would really inhibit their growth. All the flower needs to do, and all that's in that seed, is to look up to light, divine light, into the sunshine, and take in that light, take in that healing. And if the shrub grows too big in front of them, they'll duck their little flowery heads if they can and move a little to the side. We've all seen how plants will shift themselves with the wind and with the sunlight to get what they need. They're resilient. And I am told to share that so are we. We can find the people that can help us. We can find the place inside us that can help us, that trusting place. But we can also look outside ourselves and then integrate within us what's being offered on a spiritual level. Because help is all around us constantly. And I'm very fortunate, along with a lot of other people, that I've been able to see out-of-body people and guides my whole life. And it was amazing. I mean, at one point, I had a lot of trouble. I had a port put in at one point. They couldn't access it. So I had to go to the surgeon first before chemo. Too much information. But it led me to, they asked that I would walk briskly for a half hour right before chemo. It was so toxic that the wire would go right into the heart. So it would be dissipated quickly through the heart and not damage the vein. So they want the heart pumping when you go into chemo. And so I found myself, rather than being outside as usual, that I was at the doctor's office waiting for them to access this port that was a real pain. And I found myself walking up and down the hall. And it was a long white hall. And I'm just walking up and down doing my half hour. And one time at the end of the hall, I turned and it was filled with people. People I knew, family, people I had channeled, people I hadn't met yet, people who had passed before me. People that I've since channeled for, since I've recuperated, that I didn't know at the time. And they were just rooting me on. They were just, you know, it was like a cheering squad. And at one point, this lasted a good 10, 15 minutes. And at one point, a door opened and somebody walked out of their doctor's office down the hall. And I wanted to jump and say, no, you're going to bump into. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute, you know, they'll think you're crazy as well as having cancer issues. But I think what I'd really like to share is that, yes, I'm fortunate that I can see this, but all of us have this. All of us have a cheering squad. All of us have every single person I've channeled for. A person walks in and you see all of these people around them. Yesterday I was channeling for somebody, their grandmother came in and they said, well, I didn't know her. She passed before I was born. And the grandma said, yes, I held you when we played before you were born. And I help deliver you to the physical plane. Whether or not we know them consciously, we have, aside from or along with or because of or included with the divine source, we have guides, we have out-of-body people who love us, the people who have passed before us, and they're really looking to help us. And we can ask. We can ask. I sometimes think I'm allowed to channel, not because I'm spiritually advanced, I think quite the opposite, because I'm a remedial learner, and it just is taking me this long to get it, you know? And I'm very excited about sharing it. All of us have this. And all of us have the ability. I'm finding that since this health challenge, I've always really felt that people shouldn't just go to a medium to hear their relatives. They should expand and understand that I have no moving parts that other people don't have. Everyone has the ability. And I'm very excited. I think a lot of our evolution, if somebody has the desire, and even if you don't have the desire, know that the loving presences are there. But a lot of people are expanding and learning how to channel for themselves. If I could do it, anybody could do it. I channeled my whole life, but never knew I could channel for myself. How silly am I? But these challenges that we have, we take in so much fear from what we're told. I looked on the internet, I was terrified. There's so many triggers. And if we can sit back and take a deep breath and think about the springtime. And again, in corroboration with the holidays, the freedom of, if you look at Passover, resurrection, if you're looking at Easter, of reviving or just recognizing what's inside us that can expand and take in all that healing energy and allow ourselves to find comfort there, even if we don't know how to do it mentally because we've been conditioned to mentally not know how or feel it's selfish or not take the time. If we really sit back and take the time and connect to our breath, which I'm told to tell you is mouth to mouth with divine consciousness. We're always having mouth-to-mouth resuscitation in, with our energy. And it doesn't mean we have to think about it every moment. The flower isn't thinking about every moment how to grow. But if we incorporate within us that this is happening, we have access so that when we need it, we can draw on it. We can get our trust. We can expand and allow healing to happen. And again, fear has its place, but we can allow it to not take over and not get in the way of our own expansion. So that's basically, you know, I could talk a little bit about John of God too, but Jules, what do you have to add? What do you think?
I do have a question. So the fear, and what is the stopping point? Where do you... When do you know enough fear is enough fear? And because we're going to experience, and we have been taught to not experience it, to do everything in our power to be free of the fear. But how long do we allow ourselves to fear it, to feel the fear in order for us to move forward into that healing power?
I think that's a really good question because I have to say I was directed again by the channeling that came into me. I wouldn't have known how to define it. I really wouldn't have known. So I think that they're telling me that basically all I did was get quiet enough to listen. I didn't figure anything out. So when a wave of fear comes, I think... Well, they're directing it. You want divine intelligence, not just mine. They're saying that, and again, you can do it along with us, and they're infusing this podcast with the energy. If you want to do it along with us, they will infuse the energy so that when you're listening to it, they will come in real time and help. So if you just stop and take a deep breath, and then take another breath and allow yourself to feel. And they're saying very often anger might come up, a lot of repressed memory might come up. The body might be feeling what it's feeling, and at the same time, the mind is saying, wait a minute, you don't have time for this. You have to figure out, you have to take a deep breath. Notice what's going on in the stomach. Notice what's going on in the core, in the gut instinct. And in this place, the mind is quieting down just a little. You don't have to force it. All that needs to be done, ask for help. Help me to know if what I'm feeling now is healthy for me. Mm. Help me to know if what I'm feeling is expansive or contracting. Now, take another breath. And with each inhale, we of course expand our energy. And on the exhale, we contract. And contraction is fine. If there's a hailstorm, we need to contract so that we don't get hit by hail. We need to duck and cover sometimes. But sometimes the learned fear, again, not what we came in with, but what we've been taught in terms of fear, gets in our way so that we can't distinguish if we should be expanding or contracting. So take another deep breath in. Ask for help. We don't need to know because the mind will only get in the way of the answer. Again, the mind is a wonderful tool, especially in remembering what the answer is so that we can go to that place again. The mind can say, okay, sit down and take a deep breath. Notice what you're feeling in your chest. And here's the thing. It's learning how to trust. Now, they're saying just stay in this state. Just breathing, just relaxing. And I want to share something I learned at John of God. I learned that, it's interesting. I was with a companion who went down there, and she journaled and journaled and journaled, and I watched, and I thought, wow, it would be great to really chronicle everything and remember everything. In the 2 weeks, I wrote down only one sentence, and it served me well, and I'd like to share it. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be one with God, or one with divine intelligence, or one with peace, whatever it is that feels right to you, nature, whatever it is, if I want to be one with divine intelligence, I have to trust myself the way divine intelligence trusts me. I have to love myself and trust myself. I know we switched the wording there. They go hand in hand. I have to love and trust myself the way divine intelligence loves and trusts me, just like the flower that doesn't have to think about blooming but does it. I have something inside me that can expand and bloom, and hopefully my body will follow suit. And whatever my body is doing, from the inside, I can expand and I can bring in healing and I can relax and I can allow the soothing love and trust that is my birthright to expand within me. I have to trust that I have this. So it isn't that we have to go running and seeking. And of course, if there's a medical issue, I'm saying run and seek everything you need. Again, I did alternative and traditional medicine. I'm not saying to go against any of that, whatever your path is. And whatever you incorporate, whether it's just being comfy in your day-to-day, or if there's a challenge, either emotional or physical, if you trust yourself, if you trust the love inside you, and you sit and take a deep breath, you'll be able to hear what to do, even if you don't know what to do. Because, again, at this place, at John of God, where everything is so accelerated, the turnaround time is so quick. I mean, somebody asked me, what was it like to be, you know, there'd be 3,000 people showing up for healing and on any given day. What is it like to be around so many like-minded people? And I have to say that that energy was greater than the feeling of fear. People are going there because it's their last hope. They're terrified. They have severe challenges going on. And the feeling there is calm. The feeling there is trust. And it was amazing. You know, if you walk through a hospital, sometimes you can feel the energy, the fear. If you're sensitive to that, you can feel the fear. And then you look at the staff, and most people who are there are about the healing. They really are. And they're about helping. So you can tap into, they're directing me to say that, you know, everything is available to us. So I could have looked around and tapped into the fear of people who are going there as a last resort or carrying their child and please help, or I could tap into the hope and the like-mindedness and the trust. And one thing they do talk about at John of God is he does 50%, but the other 50% is really inside you, you know? And I've talked to other people who have gone, and when they say, were you healed? It's, well, I mean, right now I don't have cancer, and, you know, I would like to think that that contributed to that. But I'll tell you something, I was healed. I was healed because it was the first time that I really learned to trust myself. They showed me images from the past and what taught me to not trust myself. And now with spring and renewal, they keep telling me, watch nature. Nature trusts itself. Nature loves itself. It doesn't have doubts. So I go into that place, take a deep breath. I go into that place where I remember that. And of course, remembering is a mental thing. I try to drop into that place where I can feel it. And I don't know how to, quote, do it, except that that's really an oxymoron, because of course I do know how. We all know how. All of us are creatures of nature, just like the flowers, just like the animals. The animals know what to do. Watch a kitty, you'll learn how to relax. You know, watch a dog at the ocean, you'll learn how to have fun. So we inhibit ourselves and we have all kinds of learned behaviors. So basically, we're learning to trust what was put in us to trust in the first place. We're learning to love what's lovable in us and what knows. We all have this instinct. And I'll tell you something, about, you know, you can sit there and say, well, I can't go to John of God, so I don't know. And here's the interesting fact. I came home and I was hanging out and ironing. I'm one of those people that likes to iron. And it just seems soothing and calming to me. And the entities that channel through John of God came bounding in, and they just started laughing. And they said, so how'd you like going there? And I thought, it was really cool. And they said, there's nothing there that you can't pick up right here at home. We are here to help you. All you have to do is ask. And I realize also they had been available before I went too. They would show up once in a while. They were lovely surgeons if you want to research them, or you can just go inside yourself and see in terms of divine intelligence what where you resonate. Maybe there's an archangel that resonates with you. Maybe it's straight up, straight to source divine intelligence. Maybe there are surgeons, some who work through John of God and through other very talented people that you want to tap into. Everybody out there is ready to help us. They want me to tell you a very interesting thing that happened when I was channeling recently for somebody. Somebody's parent had passed. They had been somewhat toxic. I think there might have been alcohol involved. I can't really remember. That's not the issue. But when they went out of body, they looked at a life review. And they were very aggravated with themselves. And, you know, nobody is out there punishing people. It's you look at a life review and people are disappointed in themselves. Mm-hmm. And they look at where they could have been more conscious or more helpful. And this is especially true of people who have good intentions. And, you know, the old saying, the road to hell is paved. So people might have good intentions, and yet they look at a life review where they were somewhat unconscious, or they would have liked to react differently or not withhold their emotions. And this person channeled in to say to their child, it's a really wonderful thing. There are helpers out here. It's like therapy. There's angels and archangels, there's guardian angels, whatever you want to call them, out-of-body people, guides. And of course, everything is lit up with the love of source, and everything is available for us to heal. And the child said, oh my God, that's so wonderful. I'm so happy for you. That's so wonderful. And then the parent said, just like Earth. We have the ability to call a therapist. We can always find somebody who works on a sliding scale if something is a barrier or we can't have access to it. We have so much access to flowers, light, sunshine, helpers. And then we have to take it another step further. If we really want to begin to remember or tap into our own trusting and our own love, look up and say, okay, help me. What's the best way? And I find the turnaround time is so quick. Here's another thing that's very interesting. There's so much information and they're packing it all in. People and guides and everybody, all those out-of-body helpers, they vibrate at a higher frequency than we do. We're in body and we're more dense, no pun intended. But, you know, and so they would play with electricity. They can't sit and pick up a pen and write us a letter, but they would play with electricity very often when somebody would pass the electricity or the fuse would blow or a light would flicker. And that's them letting us know. Well, now with digital technology, that's a much higher vibration, and they are having a ball playing with it. They're showing up in pictures. There's even a word for it. It's called orbs. Yeah. After my mother went out of body, our first family picture, she was right there at the end of the line, big bright orb. They will play with MP3s or iPods. If you ask a question and you put it on shuffle, somebody will come in and play with you. Of course, always do protection and state your intention that it all be for healing purposes and all be guided the right way for the highest possible good. But they'll play with us. The access, however you choose to do it, if you want to play with technology or lie down and meditate, our options are expanding. And I'm told, and I'm really delighted to say that I'll be out of a job in 25, 30 years. It feels as if what they're saying and what I'm picking up is that everybody will have full access through technology to the people who are out of body. Wow. And communication will really go, will fly back and forth. But in the meantime, we're the pioneers who are playing with it. So ask Dad a question and put on your iPod. You know, my father went out 25 years ago, and my mom went 5 years ago, right before I met you, Jules. It was very funny. I'll share how I met Jules in just a second. But my mother passed, and my brother, husband, and I, after she passed, we were with her a long time, and we got in the car. And my brother put on his iPod and said, okay, let's hear what mom has to say, you know, if there's a message. And I said, well, she's still processing. She's not available. And he said, okay, let's hear what Dad has to say. And he, of course, has been out a long time. And my brother's a classical and jazz musician. His iPod is almost all instrumental. But apparently, in his 60,000 songs, at the beginning, he threw in one back in the day album. I'm old. One CD of Broadway music. And out of, what, 60,000 pieces, we hear Sammy Davis Jr. yell, "The Wicked Witch is dead." And continue to sing "Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead." And we sat there just blown away because that was my father's sense of humor. And he did show up at my mother's bedside. And that's one thing that's so lovely about channeling. My mother, who didn't recognize anybody for years with Alzheimer's and was blind, looks up, reaches out her hand and yells, "Sammy." And I look up and there's my dad. But he was playing. It's light and it's fun. It doesn't have to be dour and sour. It can really be fun. And I'd also like to share how I met Jules. Shortly after my mother passed, I said, you know, I haven't been channeling for a while. I have been taking care of my mom and I haven't traveled. It's really time. And within hours, a client called and said, you know, I know this wonderful woman and she does Law of Attraction Talk Radio and she's doing a cruise. I bet you'd love to go. The next day I talked to Jules and off we went on the cruise.
I know, we had such a great time.
talk about the turnaround time. If we ask, if we ask, if we ask, it is given. And just to be open to it, be open to it with a breath. Be open with it with a sigh and watch nature. Think about what the holidays are teaching us. Freedom, rebirth, expansion, springtime. It's in us. That seed is within us. Think about how we started. The miracle of birth, the expansion. We're always expanding. We're always expanding. Breathe it in and allow. It isn't hard work. You don't need to know how to do it. Again, if God has allowed me to channel, and I'm not so young, and I'm just now figuring it out, we don't have to know. We just have to ask. We just have to ask. And a friend will bring it with, you know, a message. A book will fall into your hands. You will be amazed. Watch and have fun with the many ways the universe will answer you, because you will be answered. We have guides and entities. Every single one of us rooting for us. We all have cheering squads and they will help get whatever it is we need to us. Even if it's just our own peace of mind, even if it's just our calmness in the moment, and even if it's just to tell us, no, you don't need to get rid of fear altogether. It is okay. A cougar in the jungle will know when to run. We need to have these things are in us for a reason. We have adrenaline for a reason. But when it's charged up because there are so many triggers, you know, scary things on TV and scary things on the news, that we're constantly in fear, when that fear happens and you're not in a fight or flight situation, that's when we stop and take a deep breath and ask for help in the transforming. We don't need to go to John of God, although I think it was a wonderful and I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity. We don't need to run. We don't need to. All we need to do is know that everything is inside us. And if we trust it and allow the connection, we'll feel the expansion and we'll get that release from the fear. Or we'll be told, no, it's okay to have a little fear. This will help you speed up what's going on inside you so that you can, with a resounding yes, say yes to life or the new decision before you go out public speaking. Maybe you need that little rush to get you going. There are times when that rush is really a wonderful thing. But living in a state of fear, even within the context of, you know, I waited months while I had, you know, I was told it was a very aggressive cancer until there was surgery taking place and putting everything in place. You don't need to live in a constant state of fear. Of course, you know, the situation is there. Within whatever the situation is, and I fervently hope that everyone's situation is not so dire, but whatever the situation is, unless something is happening at that moment where you need to do something about it, you're entitled to sit and within the context of whatever it is that's challenging you or in your life, take a deep breath. Know that you can trust yourself, just like springtime. Know that the answers are inside you, even if you don't know them. Ask for help. And here's the thing. It isn't just that the answers are given to you. The answers remind you that the answers are inside you. And that's what they mean by the trust. So it's in us. We just need to allow ourselves to connect to that knowingness. And if you feel you don't know it, that's just fine. We've been on earth a while and we've been distracted by many, many things. But taking the time, making it our responsibility, a practice, to sit and take a deep breath and expand and allow ourselves to love ourselves the way the source does, to love ourselves and trust, to trust that we know the process, even though, and in my case, I still went through chemo and radiation, and I decided to trust that process. I'm very suspicious of pharmaceuticals. I'm very alternative. We would always do homeopathics. I decided that if I'm going to do it, I couldn't look at it as poison, and I blessed it each time it would go in me. And I think that energy changes things. You can decide not to decide until you're in a situation. A hypothetical is usually a mental exercise. When you're in something, I would have thought, yeah, I would never do that. Chemo, When you're in something, you might make a different decision. And you're allowed to expand and trust yourself and go to that knowing place about what's right for you in that moment. And you'll take into consideration everything you've learned, everything you've heard, and then you drop down into that trusting place. Just like the flower isn't worried about being watered tomorrow, but drinks in the water today and just knows that it will bloom. It just does what it's supposed to do. We're supposed to bloom. We're allowed to bloom. We have to trust ourselves to bloom, even within the challenges that we have. And you know, especially with the challenges that we have. Sometimes we have to look around and see there might be shards of glass around us. They're using that as an analogy that we might cut ourselves on. And we're wounded. And then we could pick up the piece of glass and hold it up to the light and maybe pick up a few and they form a kaleidoscope. It forms a kaleidoscope where we can see the connection, the hardships we're going through can add beauty to our lives, a new perspective, somebody we never met before, a new way to be empathic to other people going through hardships. So sometimes the things that look like the hardest things or that can cut us and hurt us have something to, and again, they're using this idea like a shard of glass, we can look through them and see their transparency. It's not just about pain. It's not just about hardship. There's something there if we drop inside ourselves again, take a deep breath, and allow ourselves to understand that we can expand and that glass, though it might cut us, might really extend our vision, might really extend our knowingness, and most of all, extend and allow the trust in ourselves. So that's basically what they wanted to share today.
That's wonderful. You know, what I got out of that is that we are expanding into a new higher consciousness of which we're going to be able to trust ourselves with the divine and get messages ourselves.
Absolutely. To me, it's about empowerment. I'm very excited I can channel and I love channeling for people, but the whole thing is about everybody has the capacity. Okay. And somebody told me years ago, don't try too hard. Again, it's dropping down into the knowingness that we all have this, but if we think too hard, we'll get in our own way. And to stay light with it, to really stay light with it. And it's playful. It really can be fun. And that's an important aspect of it too. But yes, it's very empowering. It is. This is available to all of us.
And I like the analogy of the flower, because if we can look at the flower who really doesn't think about growing or following the sun, then we should be able to do the same with us. We're taking ourselves a little bit too seriously.
Bingo. Exactly right. Exactly right. We think too hard. We try too hard. And here's the thing. That's why I was told to give the analogy of the person going out of body who had good intention. A person could really have wonderful intention and bring up a family and not realize, not be conscious of the fact that they might be emotionally reserved or not connecting or not listening. They might be so busy with their good intention of taking care of everything the right way. And we do that also with our self-care sometimes too. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that's really an important factor. I do.
Wow. Wow, that is terrific information. I especially like the part two about the fear, allowing the fear to come up, because it is a good indicator of where you should be going. If you have something such as cancer, that fear is indicating you're not ready to go yet.
Right, exactly.
And that's so important to realize that we have to feel it, we have to experience, and we have to let it go, but we don't have to stay stuck in it.
Right. I agree with you 100%. It's so interesting. I think one reason that I ended up in the cancer situation, our society doesn't really give us a lot of space to grieve. I know there are pockets of people who do, but old traditions really gave people a year. You know, people would dress in black, and whether or not that's what somebody needs, it feels like in the old days there was more space allowed for grief. And going through my life, I realized that because I could channel, I had no right to grieve. Mm-hmm. That went on for almost all my life. And then when my mother passed, I kept thinking, well, she's more comfortable now. She's happier now. So what right do I have to be upset about that? And well, who am I to grieve? I can see her. I know she's okay. And what I realized is I didn't honor the physical. We're in physical body. We came here to playground earth to learn and expand and grow. And I was denying the emotional aspect. You know, I was thinking, oh, I'm so whatever, spiritual, and I can see her. I denied something that is so basic. And you have to allow yourself to grieve. And I think that that's why something collected in my body that I needed to open up. And I went through, when I was at John of God for a couple of weeks, I was outside my day-to-day life, and I've never done that before. And I had the space to grieve and to cry and to allow myself to have that. And I realized that I hadn't really been respecting the basics, you know? And I think that's very, very important to acknowledge our emotions, especially in a society that might not be conducive to it.
Right.
You know, so it's very, you know, sometimes I think I figured out something really wonderful the other day. Somebody said it must be really fun to channel and really nice. And I said, but I feel like I've missed out some of the things that people learned in kindergarten. You know, some of the basic things, just because I can channel, it doesn't mean I'm paying attention to or learning, you know. And she commented that there's a great book that everything I needed to know I learned in kindergarten. And I remembered I never went to kindergarten. So I missed out on that whole ground floor of what every kid should know. Maybe that's why God lets me channel so I can catch up. But what you're saying, Jules, is exactly right. We need to pay attention to our feelings. That's very important. If we get caught up in them to the point where our mind gets tangled with them and it's not allowing us to expand and let in the light, that's when we need to ask for help. And help will come. It isn't about knowing how to do it. The flowers, like you said, is such a great analogy. They know how to do it. They don't have to figure it out. So if we just ask for the trust, to trust ourselves, to allow our expansion, the expansion will come. But those feelings are necessary. They really are. It's part of why we're here. And those feelings lead us to be more empathic, not just to others, but to ourselves as well. And that's very important. We can talk a whole lot about self-love, but it's a mental exercise. When we really take it in and trust and love even the emotions that we might find in ourselves not lovable or we feel we don't have time for, it's so important that we allow it and that we love those emotions. You know, here I was that right before surgery saying, okay, let's do this, turning it into healing energy. And they said, no, 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 you need this. Your adrenaline should be up right now. That means that your spirit wants to stay. There's a place for it. So self-love means not just acknowledging your emotions, but allowing them and asking how they can serve you. And then going underneath the emotions with them, carry them with you to expand. and allow those emotions to heal you. So there's no part of us that we need to reject. It's really about just expansion and trust. So you hit it on the head.
Wow. This has been one of the easiest interviews I've ever done. You have said some incredible things. And the trust factor, even with the analogy using the flower, everything is a flower, just not us. So we can see the world, we can see the planet, we can see everything. It's going and trusting the way it's going to grow, just as a flower. So we don't have to get worried or upset about all the doom and gloom when all we have to do is trust.
This has been great fun. Thank you so much, Jules, and thank you for listening.
Thanks, Marilyn. I just want to remind everyone, if you'd like to know more about Marilyn, go to marilyncapp.com. That's K-A-P-P.com. And that's all we have for tonight. Have a great week. We'll be back with you with another great show. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules at LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.